Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The weather forecast looks pretty good. The entertainment is booked. The city is ready to celebrate the annual Pops 4th of July concert on the Esplanade. Joining us this morning to talk about security measures in place to keep the celebration safe is Colonel Timothy Albin, Superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police. Good morning, Colonel. Thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, we should tell our listeners that the first of the road closures on Storrow Drive has taken place this morning already.
Right, and that's just one lane for most of the day, the right lane of the outbound side of Storrow. But by 3 o'clock this afternoon, you really got to pay attention to this because that road will be closed down in its entirety. So we have a Red Sox game this evening, and you know, there are still people working today getting in and out.
All right, in terms of security, what are the basics that folks planning on joining the celebration on the Esplanade should keep in mind? What can they carry in? What about security checkpoints, that sort of thing?
Right, you know, most of this is very common sense. No weapons. No coolers on wheels, no large containers. What you can expect when you get there is there will be a queue line where you'll go through, and we'll use magnetic wands to scan everybody just to make sure that there's nothing like those prohibited items going through there. Minor inconvenience, we try to keep those things going. As you get closer to fireworks time, though, those queue lines might back up a bit. So we encourage people, particularly tomorrow, Saturday, on the 4th, to get there earlier, get their spot, and then they won't be stuck in a line as we get towards darkness and closer to the actual fireworks.
The queue lines and, of course, the visible uniformed officers are part of the visible presence, the visible security presence, but there's also an invisible presence too, isn't there?
That's exactly right. I mean, the security plan really has multiple layers to it. We are going to all be attired, obviously, in uniforms and yellow traffic vests. We want to be very prominent. We want to be reachable. We want people to know that we're there, that you know, you're approachable with any kind of issue that comes up, and we encourage people to do that. The other part of this, obviously, is something that you won't see there. There will be a number of law enforcement officers in plain clothes. They'll look like tourists. They'll look like people just attending the 4th. But they have a very specific job to do, and that's to watch crowds and to make sure that everybody's behaving appropriately and there's no threat that comes up.
Federal authorities have warned local law enforcement around the nation about increased concerns of possible terror attacks surrounding July 4th, but there are no credible threats for Boston, are there?
Throughout the entire week, our teams have been going through and what we call scrubbing the information, the intelligence, anything that might potentially pose a threat or be questionable. We're going back to revisit that. But there are no specific threats about this Boston 4th celebration.
Finally, Colonel, sort of a sign of the times, a new precaution this year, a no-fly zone prohibiting drones from flying over the Esplanade today and tomorrow.
We put it in there because sometimes if you don't say these things specifically, people say, well, you didn't tell us we couldn't bring drones here. But drones are becoming more popular. But the important thing to keep in mind is that's a no-fly zone around Fenway Park and the entire Esplanade, certainly this evening and tomorrow. You know, sometimes you just have to say that. Please don't bring a drone.
What are you going to do if you see a drone?
Those fly by line of sight, really. And ultimately, you know, somebody that puts it up has to retrieve it. So we would do our very best to go back to the source.
Colonel Timothy Albin, Superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police, thanks for talking to us about security today and tomorrow for the 4th of July celebration.
Thanks very much, Bob. Great to be here.